He was a strange boy. When he was excited, he talked aloud to himself, imitating his mother's predilection for lofty subjects and paradox. How wonderful to be alive, he thought. But why does it always hurt? God exists, of course, but if he exists, then it's me. He looked up at an aspen shaking from top to bottom, its wet leaves like bits of tin foil. I'll order it to stop. With an insane intensity of effort, he willed silently with his whole being, with every ounce of his flesh and blood. Be still. And the tree at once obediently froze into immobility. Nico laughed with joy and ran off to the river to bathe. His father, the terrorist Dementi Dudorov, condemned to death by hanging, but reprieved by the Tsar, was now doing forced labor. His mother was a Georgian princess of the Aristov family, a spoiled and beautiful woman, still young and always infatuated with one thing or another: rebellions, rebels, extremist theories, famous actors, unhappy failures. She adored Nika, turning his name, Innocenti, into 1,000 impossibly tender and silly nicknames such as Inochik or Nochenka, and took him to Niflis to show him off to her family. There, what struck him most was a straggly tree in the courtyard of their house. It was a clumsy tropical giant with leaves like elephant's ears, which sheltered the yard from the scorching southern sky. Nika could not get used to the idea that it was a plant and not an animal. It was dangerous for the boy to bear his father's terrible name. Ivan Ivanovich wished him to adopt his mother's and intended, with her consent, to petition the Tsar for permission to make the change. When lying under the bed, indignant at all the world, he had thought, among other things, of this. Who did Voskobojnikov think he was to meddle so outrageously with his life? He'd teach him where he got off. And that Nadia, just because she was 15, did that give her the right to turn up her nose and talk down to him as if he were a child? He'd show her. I hate her, he said several times to himself. I'll kill her. I'll take her out in the boat and I'll drown her. His mother was a fine one too. Of course, she'd lied to him about Voskobojnikov when she went away. She hadn't gone anywhere near the Caucasus. She had simply turned around at the nearest junction and gone north to Petersburg, and was now having a lovely time with the students shooting at the police, while he was supposed to rot alive in this silly dump. But he'd outsmart them all. He'd kill Nadia, quit school, run away to his father in Siberia, and start a rebellion.